Jonathan Butler, a master's student in educational leadership and policy analysis, began a hunger strike at 9 a.m. on Monday, November 2nd, in protest of UM System President Tim Wolf's negligence towards issues of systemic racism, homophobia, sexism, labor exploitation, and other issues at this university. The Forum of on Graduate Rights supports the goals and pursuits of JB's call for decisive change in the University of Missouri's upper administration, which has proved personally and structurally inadequate in addressing systemic discrimination and labor exploitation at the university. We believe the administration needs to take immediate action to start ensuring a more encompassing environment for all students. We want you to acknowledge the severity of the recent issues on campus and the administration to create a plan of action to change the working and living situations for all our students. JB's health and well-being weighs heavily on the minds of every member of the Forum on Graduate Rights Steering Committee. We demand a resolution that preserves JB's life and safety, and we declare it incumbent upon you to take steps towards such a resolution. President Wolf, JB is our colleague, our fellow activist, and our friend. We want him to live a happy and healthy life, and you have the power to resolve this, and we urge you to use it. In solidarity, the Forum on Graduate Rights.
Anytime a student, Jonathan or whoever, goes to the measures that Jonathan has gone to is very distressing to me, especially being a parent of two college students. I've met with Jonathan since the homecoming event. It's opened my eyes to the issues that I didn't see as clearly as I should.
That Jonathan. Jonathan has expressed, I've also...
Yes.
Do I speak up or can she hear? Okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay. So, I at the parade, felt that my wife Molly and I were supposed to listen to what Jonathan had to say and the rest of the protesters, and we did. Growing up as a son of two faculty members, I accept and applaud the courage it takes to speak up on behalf of students or constituents that aren't being listened to. And that's what they did, and that's what I was doing, was listening. After that, I've had lots of conversations, including conversations with protesters, where they came in and they asked questions, and I expressed my position on those particular questions. I followed it up with a note to Jonathan. And then when I got Jonathan's note yesterday morning, I followed it up with another note that I want to talk. I want to understand this. I want to come up with a way that we can get progress made on these particular issues. Since that time, since the homecoming parade, and this is about all students. I mean, we have got to create an environment on this beautiful campus and the other three campuses that we have where all students can be successful, regardless of where they came from, their race, their degree program, whatever. We have got to maximize everything that we can do, focusing on student success. And I can only do that through conversations, by understanding the hurdles and obstacles that are in front of Jonathan or anybody else, which comes from dialogue, comes from conversation. I have asked each of my four chancellors and diversity leaders to describe what it is that they're doing to have this inclusive, safe, and secure environment where we have a culture of respect for everybody. And we've been through that. We shared best practices, and we're sharing ideas, and they're identifying some places that we need to invest more resources in to make sure that we reach that goal of having a safe and secure environment, a culture of respect for everybody on our campuses. Racism is unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable, and we have to eliminate it. And it's, by the way, it's not one and done. It's a continuous investment initiative that we have to be on for quite some time. So that's my focus, that's my commitment. When we see issues, be it the Title IX issue on sexual harassment and assault, we stepped up. We understood where we were, what was missing, and we fixed it, and we invested in it, and we stepped up. We now have better practices, better resources, better visibility to students, and we are going to continue to focus on this. This is something else that we have to focus on relative to diversity and inclusion. We haven't done enough, and we're gonna do more. I thought it'd be appropriate for the leader of MU to talk about what we're doing on the MU campus to address many of the concerns that Jonathan has in his letter. So let me turn it over to Boehm for some comments.
Before we do that, that's not why we came here. I'm not here to, I don't care what you're doing. I want you removed. That's why we're here, because we're standing in solidarity with Jonathan Butler. So I'm not here for a press conference. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want you resigned. I need for you to leave. That's not why we're here. We delivered the statement. I think that's all that we need to discuss. At this point, I don't care what you're doing, because you're not doing anything. You haven't made a statement about anything that happened with Concerned Student 1950 on 10-10-15. You have not made a statement about what happened just a couple days ago at Gateway Hall. So you don't care about racism. Racism doesn't matter to you. You don't understand systems of oppression. So we're not here to discuss anything. I think we've said what we need to say. So thank you. Have a good day.
I also have something to say as well. So Wolf, you said that you wanted to have dialogue and conversation. But when you met with Concerned Student 1950, you explicitly stated you had no intentions for reaching out to us had Jonathan Butler not contacted you first.
Exactly. Our steps from 1969 that we get no credit for, that we came up with, that he's speaking about, LBC created those things, put those in place, but yet white men, because of their white male patriarchy, want to say that they created those things.
So can I comment?
No, we don't want your comments. What? I'm done talking to you. You can go back to your office and bullshit. Continue to do that. I don't
care. Well, I respect what you said, but I do care. And my actions will support my words.
They so have so far.
What actions?
You
don't
care.
So, yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah. You didn't show action when we were in front of your car. You were whispering to your wife. You were smiling. You were laughing. You had your hands in our lap. You didn't. You looked us in the eye and then looked away. I have that personal memory in my head, and it's going to stay there for a long time.
And the memory that says that he cares about his black students, but he doesn't understand systems of oppression. And he has all of these resources. He is not only a white man with privilege, but he also has educational privilege, and he's still not utilizing his resources to get educated on what systems of oppression that these students in marginalized communities face every day on this campus. Instead, he would like to bring it to Chancellor Lofton, and Lofton is not the problem. You are over an entire institution. It's not even just MU. MU is the largest institution, but you are over several institutions, and you do not care about racism or systems of oppression or marginalized communities of students. You don't care.
This is what happens when you put a businessman where an educator should be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because we're taking time out of our education. I have class right now.
Yeah, and we're meeting with you. because you are more important than our education. So thank you, Tim Wolf. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your comments. And as I said, I care. And I will show you how I care by the actions that I and the rest of the leadership team take on each of the four campuses.
What actions? Stop saying that without telling us exactly what you mean.
What are these
actions?
What you mean? What are
these
actions?
That is very vague.
You know, actions, they sound good.
Since I got here in 2011, I've heard action. I've heard everything since you got here in 2012. I've heard, we are doing this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And I still feel the same pain that I felt when I walked on this campus for the first time, and there's no reason that I should do it. So if you're saying actions come from being proactive. You don't wait for something like this to happen to say, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to talk with the students. You even told us in the meeting that you did not have any intentions on talking with us, and
you
were never going to meet with us had we not called that meeting.
So the leadership on each of the campuses have the relationship with each of the student groups, and they were having conversations, and Bowen had made an announcement on the investments, which are actions that are taken to try to resolve some of these issues that you brought to the attention of the MU leadership.
That sounds good, but where are you? Because Lofton, I can vouch for him. He's been meeting with us. He cares, but like, where are you? To be honest, you're here right now, but like, Before all of this happened,
that's why he's here.
Yeah, and because of bad PR.
No, I have to disagree with that, because we had the meeting with Concerned Students 1950.
After we contacted you.
You didn't even want to reach out to us.
Never would have reached out to us. And you
said
told
it.
Us
that. We haven't recorded.
You were never going to talk to us. If you were never going to meet all of these students and all these people, where they're at.
Because I was working with the people that can affect the change, which is the leadership on the MU campus.
You have that leadership.
They are the people, President Wolf, that can affect the change. Not all your administrators.
And you.
And obviously, we're the only ones doing the job, and we don't get paid.
We don't get paid
at all.
I don't even have my degree yet, and I'm here. You have a PhD. You went to Harvard. Like, you have all this educational privilege, so I just really don't understand how you're not getting it. Like, how do you have so much education and you don't understand systems of oppression?
I just want to understand that that's not an excuse for lack of action. Not understanding systems of oppression is not an excuse for you not acting the way you should, because you should know that. As a man in your position over students who are marginalized, you should understand systems of oppression so that you can take care of us.
But the question...
He also said, Jonathan, I hope that Jonathan takes other measures. Like, this is a joke. Like, somebody just woke up one day and decided to go.
Like, we haven't been talking for years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of the dialogue. We're here for action, and that's why we're camping out. Action. That's why he's on a hunger strike. Like, and right now, that action, I'm actually not sorry, is either your resignation or us getting you fired at this point, because you have been so negligent. We are the students. In a sense, we are paying your bills, aside from just taxpayers. You can generally believe that you're trying to help, but your actions show otherwise. Plain and simple.
And if you are going to say that these actions that you all put in place, you need to acknowledge where those actions actually came from. And those actions were a part of the Legion of Black Collegians demands from 1969. So the next time you white men with privilege want to send out an email stating what you're doing, you need to acknowledge where those came from, because I would appreciate that. Exactly.
Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. President of the meeting, thank you very much. She listened.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I actually want to know what you're going to do to stop this hunger strike.
So
what are you going to do?
Personally.
I would like to talk to Jonathan.
And say what?
You, if you're serious about addressing this, that you schedule a meeting for the curators to talk to Jonathan. And I think that would be a good signal that the university system is taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Okay. That's a good first step.
Okay.
I agree.
That's fair.
I don't believe that he wants to talk to you.
I actually know he doesn't.
Yeah. All right. We know he doesn't.
That's fair. And the board of curators would love to talk to Jonathan, just as I would. So
why is the board of curators mostly white?
That's another conversation. Yeah. All right, so set it up. Set the meeting up.
We'll do.
Let us know.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.